Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Cameron Phillips Podcast with me, your host, Cameron Phillips. I'm so happy to have you here with me today for another episode. Today's episode is going to cover some things that I've been thinking about recently. I sat down today and I was like, you know what? What do I want to talk about? What is on my mind and where do I want to go? Now, quick note, I realize that I say the word now a lot in my transitions. It's funny being a YouTuber when you edit yourself because you start to notice your patterns of speech and things that you say continually. And it's so funny. I feel like people who don't edit themselves in some form of medium, whether it be video or photo or audio, I feel like they're always like surprised. I feel like they don't notice those things. I don't know. Does this make any sense? So I feel like it's the most common thing. We all do this. You listen to yourself on a video or on an audio and you think, oh my God, that's what I sound like. Like, I remember being a kid and thinking that, you know, the voice in my head sounded so different than what I would hear myself spoken when I would hear like a recording of myself. And even people who I, you know, friends, I'll put them in the vlog or whatever, and then they'll be watching it back or I'll be editing it and they'll be like, oh my God, that's what I sound like. And that's so funny. We all do that, right? Why do we all do that? I mean, it's just crazy. But people who continually will edit video of themselves or audio of themselves, you start to hear what you actually sound like recorded. And it's kind of crazy. It's kind of funny. Okay, that was the quick note on the quick note. The original quick note was that I am working to get guests. Oh my God, that word. Trying to get more guests for this podcast because I really want to bring on some experts, and I have a whole list, a long list of incredible friends or people I've worked with in different industries who I can't wait to have incredible discussions about spirituality, about money, about life, about mindset, about business. Great things that we're all here for. I need to make a new mission statement for this podcast that really kind of encapsulates everything that I like to talk about. But I feel like if y'all are listening, y'all know what I'm all about. But if you're new, welcome to the show. My name is Cameron Phillips, like I mentioned in the beginning, and I love to talk about everything that you can have an impact on in the world and everything that can have an impact on you. And that means even some crazy stuff. I really want to dive more into the world of deep spirituality with people who are having incredible, unreal experiences. I really want to talk to some amazing experts and deep dive into some like mysteries of the mind and humans and making things happen. Like, honestly, it's so incredible. I'm so fascinated by all that, you know, and manifestation, the law of attraction, how that applies to your life and your business and your money and your health. And, you know, Joe Dispenza work about the heart-mind connection and how your thoughts can physically have an impact on your body. And it's so profound. I think it's so amazing. And once you understand these things, and as we learn together, it really opens up such a deep toolkit to really work your life and learn like deep manifestation and really create the reality that you're looking to create. And that actually is a perfect segue into today's episode, which is about creating your life from a place of ease. Ease. Such a good word. Instead of fighting for, instead of hustling, instead of worrying about, bring in the approach of ease to everything you want to bring into your life. Oh, I'm so excited. If you're new, make sure to subscribe on iTunes, leave a review, and I'm so excited to dive into today's episode. Today's episode is brought to you by my free training, Influencer Business Abundance. In it, I give you 14 action steps to help you make more money and find more fulfillment through your YouTube channel, Instagram page, or blog. This training is meant for those of you who have always wanted to get started making content online for side income or to work towards even building a full-time salary from your own business. It's also meant for those of you who already are influencers but feel kind of tired, burnt out, or stagnant energy around your business. This training incorporates mindset manifestation principles to help get you back on track, business foundation skills that lead to more profitability and understanding your worth as a creator, and practical steps to start pitching and landing more paid collaborations. To watch this free video training, head to cameronphillips.net/influencerabundance, where you'll find the video as well as the breakdown of all the topics covered. Again, that's cameronphillips.net/influencerabundance for the free video training. I'm so passionate about this and think it is such a great resource, so it's free. Go check it out. Thanks so much. When I was studying abroad in Italy in 2016, I was in a really, really rigorous Italian program. It was incredibly difficult. I basically, at the university I went to, they did levels 1 through 6 and 1 every quarter, which was like our unit. We didn't do semesters, we did quarters. So, you know, in 1 year you'd do Italian 1, 2, and 3. And then the second year you'd do 4, 5, and 6 if you did them back to back like that. And 1 through 3 was not crazy difficult. Obviously, 1 was fairly straightforward. Once you hit 4, though, it hit a new level of difficulty where you really had to understand at a deeper level and start to perform. You know, it was no longer just kind of vocab and conjugations. It was truly going into tenses that people really use to communicate as effectively as you would in your native language. So I did 1 through 3, and then I took a 2-semester break. Then I did 4, and then I took another 2-quarter break, and then I went to study abroad in Italy. And when I arrived, it was specifically an intensive language and culture program. So we did a whole year's worth of Italian classes in 1 semester. So basically double speed for all the concepts. And there they had Italian 1 through 8. Not just 6, all the way up to 8. And when you arrive, they make you do an assessment test to see where you are. And it had been a while for me. I've never been the best at learning languages. It's always been a little more challenging for me to grasp around. And I think that also might just be a mindset thing that I never tackled. And so I was like, okay, they're gonna, you know, I want to be put back. I want to do 4, 5, 6. Like I can't, you know, or even do like 3, 4, 5. I didn't really know how it was gonna work, but I didn't want to go to a level that was going to be like impossible for me, you know, the word impossible, so funny. Anyways, so I do the test and they're like, okay, well, we really don't like to put people back and you did pretty well on this. So we want to put you into 6, 7, 8 because we're only offering 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 6, 7, 8. We're not offering a starting at 5, or we don't want to put you back to 4, 5, 6. So, you know, I was a little taken aback. I was a little shocked. But then I agreed. I said, you know what? I'll do it. I'll do the 6, 7, 8. What was 7 and 8? I didn't even know what 7 and 8 was going to be. I thought it was going to be, you know, just a furthering of the language skills. That's not what it ended up being. But let's go back a little bit. So I start the program, and 6 was the highest level of the language classes. And then 7 and 8 were actually literature classes. So they expect you to have an understanding at that point that is so developed that we're now moving into what would be, you know, a college English class at home. So we're reading, or in America. So we're reading stories, answering questions, writing papers, doing reading analysis, reading comprehension, like those kinds of things. Not learning the language at all. We've moved on from learning the language. And believe me, I was not there. I was really not there. So 6, though, so we started the semester doing the 6 material, which is the hardest of the language material. And oh my God, I was having such a difficult time. It was so hard. On top of that, I kind of had this, you know, I guess thing going on where I was like, you know, I'm studying abroad. Like, I kind of want this to be the stereotypical study abroad where it's really easy and I'm just traveling every weekend with my friends and like going out and drinking and doing that. You know, I really wanted to be like a college kid. And, you know, I still was, believe me, that was not compromised. But for some reason, I thought that having a challenging academic program was going to, you know, sacrifice that dream instead of just accepting the path that I was already on at that point. So as we went through, it was like 5 weeks. So I was probably like week 3 or week 4. It was getting really, really difficult. And I was just up against these walls of not being at that level of 6, but having to learn all the 6 material and implement everything before that. And I was freaking myself out. And I was starting to not do well. And I was really getting upset about it. And then one day after class, the professor, and there was only 5 people in my class, so we were a pretty tight-knit group. After class, the professor asked me to stay back, and I knew this was not going well. I knew this was not going to be a great conversation, and she just basically said, what's going on? What can I help you? Like, what do you need help with? Like, how can we make this work? Like, really being solution oriented, which was so like good looking back at it and the way everyone should be. There was no like judgment. It was just like, what can we do to make this better? And I kept saying this phrase that whenever I would think of having to communicate, my Italian skills to someone, it was è difficile, which means it's difficult. I had these imaginary situations where I'd have to speak Italian to people, and I would think of literally a sentence explaining why I wasn't better than I already am. I would say like, è difficile, that it's that, everyone in Florence speaks English instead of Italian, so it's difficult. È difficile to learn. It's è difficile to practicare, those things. I would go on with this phrase, è difficile, like it's difficult. I literally embodied the concept of it's difficult. And then my teacher says to me, she says, what was my name? My name was Giacomo, because my first name is James, for those of you who didn't know that, but I go by Cameron. Cameron is my name, legally James. Anyways, so Cameron does not translate, and we had to have like Italian names. So my name in this class was Giacomo, which is so funny. Giacomo, J-A-C-A-M-O. And she'd be like, Giacomo, posso, like say it, like posso, which means I can. And oh my God, I felt like when she said that, I could feel the energy of the words, posso. And it was profound. It was being like, of course, you can do this. And when you tell yourself you can do this, you will be able to do it so much better than when you're telling yourself it's difficult. So I know I led into this by saying the material was really difficult, but that in itself is a concept that I just brought to the table. I said, oh, it's difficult. It's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard to understand this material. It's going to be really hard to memorize this. It's going to be really hard to learn this. Here's the thing. Is that going to help me at all? Whether it is going to take more time to learn this material than, when you're learning, like, ciao, come stai, like, those things, how is it going to be any better if I label it as difficult? And this is a societal thing. This is what people are taught. This is literally what our society is. You label things as easy or difficult. Easy isn't the problem here. It's the difficult. What if we reframe that, and what if I never thought, oh, it's going to be really, really hard. It's going to be really, really difficult to learn this material and to actually get good at this. What if I just thought, okay, it's going to take more focused time to do this? Think about it. That's all it was. All it takes is just spending more time learning it, spending more time focusing, practicing, memorizing. It doesn't mean to be difficult. Difficult is a concept that we make up in our mind, right? It's like kind of a limitation. And when she said posso, I can, that changed literally everything. And I wasn't even as into mindset and manifestation back then. I still, was to some degree, but I didn't understand how it weaves itself into every fabric of life, and how by me telling myself this story of it's difficult, it was not moving me ahead at all. So now how does this apply to your life and to, my life now that this was, years ago, and I'm obviously not, learning Italian in a school setting anymore? I like to think of it as this life and this bigger concept that I, titled the episode by, creating a life from ease, from a place of ease. I was listening to this material the other day by Brooke Castillo in the Life Coach School, which is so good, so, so good. And it was talking about creating a life, like how your whole life is built around your ideas. And it really is quite profound. Everything, like look around you right now. You have decided in some way or another to create this whole life around you. And I'm talking really for people who are over 18, adults, like all of us listen to this. I'm assuming my demographic is, in my mind, it's 20 through 40. I don't think we've quite gotten above 40 yet. Anyways, but this is open to all ages, of course. Adults, all of us, we make a decision to live where we live. We make a decision to do what we do for work. We make a decision to occupy our time with our hobbies. We make a decision to work out or to run. We make a decision to cook. We make a decision on what types of foods we like. We make a decision on what our lives look like. These ideas create the life that you live, which most people are like unconscious to, including myself at times. But when you start to tune into it and realize, okay, like, let's take my example. I decided to move to Toronto this past year. I decided to get an apartment. I decided to furnish it. I decided which furniture to pick. I decided that I was going to pay for some of it up front. I decided I was going to put some of it on a credit card. I decided that I was going to worry about paying that later because I just wanted to have furniture. I decided that I was going to deal with the consequences of that later on and make the interest payments. I decided that I was going to go full steam ahead in my business. I decided that I was going to do this. These things you don't really think of. You think of it as just life happening. But now that I can sit here and look around at that couch, and also the couch, I decided that I was not going to pay for it and get a brand deal out of it from knowing my worth and pitching. Hello, Influencer Abundance Bootcamp. I decided I wasn't going to pay for that and I did not pay for it. I look around at this apartment, this life that I built, this, you know, daily routine that I have. It's all ideas that came out of my head. Even this career that I have, even being able to be paid to travel places and go on media trips. It was an idea that I had and I made it happen. You know, that's like your life. If you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you are a stay-at-home parent, you've decided to do all these things. And at the end of the day, you have to own that power because in the same way, you can decide to do something else. You can decide to start looking at life differently. You can decide to work towards making more money. You can decide to find more fulfillment. You can decide to switch careers. You can decide to move. You can decide to have children. You take those ideas and you put them out into real life. But here's the difference of the people who are good at manifesting and the people who want to make things happen and the people who want to feel that abundant fulfillment. It's creating all this from a place of ease and not labeling things as difficult. Anything that you really want to create in your life, you won't label as difficult. Think about that. Think about that. Anything that you really, really want, you won't label it as difficult. You'll just think of it as something that takes more time to get to, right? So what if we take that concept and apply it to things that we really want to happen or know would be really beneficial for us, but we're not like in love with the idea of blah, blah, blah. You know, let me think of a good example for this. You know, let's say you're trying to get a raise or a promotion. You know, that would be really good for you, but it's not, you know, affecting your day-to-day right now. Maybe you're stuck in the thought pattern of, oh, it's, you know, it's difficult to get a promotion. They only do it like once a year. There's other people in line for this promotion, like blah, blah, blah. What harm is it? What harm is done by thinking that it's easy to get a promotion and showing up with the energy of already being at that place? Like, what is it serving by thinking in that thought structure of, oh, it's difficult. Oh, there's a hierarchy. Oh, there's a line to get there. Oh, this, oh, that. Like, what is that really accomplishing in your life? Instead of if you showed up from the place of ease by the principles of manifestation, how much more likely are you to get there quicker because you've already embodied that energy because you know it's easy. You know it's easy the next step. You know it's going to happen, right? Versus constantly thinking, oh, well, I haven't really been here long enough. I don't really have the experience for a raise. I don't really have the, like, I haven't put enough time at this business, whatever. Like, forget that. Like, what purpose does that serve? That's the real question that we're asking here. What purpose does labeling things as difficult serve in your life? People act based on the way things make them feel. You know, if something makes you feel really bad, you're going to avoid it or you're going to look to make it better. You know, if something makes you feel really, really good, you're going to try and get more of it, right? So now this is, you know, thoughts become feelings, which become things, which we talked about in the manifestation episode, which definitely go back and check out the four pillars of manifestation if you haven't heard that already. So to take this concept back, if you think that something's going to be difficult, how do you think those thoughts are going to turn into feelings? They're going to turn into feelings of like dread or worry or anxiety or stress or discomfort, and not the good discomfort, the bad discomfort. And then how are those feelings going to motivate you to tackle these challenges? They're not. If you have deep anxiety around something, all that's going to do is fuel your procrastination, fuel your stalling. I guess that is procrastination. Fuel you just being worried about it, right? But what if we take it back and we label it as, oh, it's easy. Of course it's going to happen. Yeah, it might take a little more time. It might take a little more focus to get there. But it's going to happen. It's easy. It happens. You know, so that's going to change your feelings and make you feel more abundant, feel more aligned, in flow. And then guess what? You're so much more likely to be on that path to making it happen through the law of action because you feel good about it. You feel like it's promise. You feel that momentum into the future. And all of a sudden, you've made this happen. Do we see this here? Wow, this is so incredible. I'm doing a manifestation challenge right now that I'm not going to talk about yet because I'm going to make a whole episode or a video about it. And I found myself in that place today of really analyzing how in a situation like this, I would have been much more, I guess, trapped by the thought patterns of it's difficult in the past. But instead, part of this challenge is approaching it from the ease standpoint and from the, oh, this has already happened. Like, of course, this is going to happen. Like, you know, this is, you know, what's meant to be. This is how I'm showing up every day. Not saying like, oh, there's a hierarchy. Oh, it's difficult. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not how I'm showing up. And I'm going to prove that when I show up and build this life from a place of ease, it's amazing in how the things flow. Wow. Mm. So the takeaways from this episode, I want you to think about everything in your life that you have created from an idea and that you have decided. And then I want you to think about if you've created that from a place of ease or a place of difficulty. And if you did create it from a place of difficulty, which, you know, many of us have, like even my apartment in Toronto, I'm like, it's going to be difficult. Like I have no Canadian credit. I only have American credit. It doesn't count here. I have to get all these letters and approvals. And I put so much weight and heaviness and it made me feel scared and anxious about it. And then it happened and it's over. So now I look back and it's like, really, what was the purpose of labeling it as difficult? At the end of the day, what did it accomplish? All it did was make me feel bad. And I had to work harder to make the goals happen. So imagine if I had labeled it as ease from the beginning. Imagine how much less stressed I probably would have been as this process moved forward because I knew that it was all going to fall into place. And that, my friends, is just another example of how the mind and manifestation can build you the most incredible life that you're searching for. So, with that being said, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to leave a review on iTunes and head on over to CameronPhillips.net to explore all the incredible offers that I have for you there for free. Amazing. We love that. I have a whole bunch of free trainings. I have free products. Cool things. So, if you want to check that out, CameronPhillips.net/podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next episode next Thursday. Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate every one of you, and I'm so grateful to be on this journey together. Bye-bye.